Hey, it's the Low Life, Podcast. Do you know anything about that? You jammed the pop of cowboys and service bases. Ever read the romance stories? Ever experienced a new way? Next way?
Well, it's just like they just announced that J.D. Vance is going to be the vice president, that Trump picked him. And I'm just and somebody pointed out, it's like, well, he just changed two letters.
Wait,
Pence.
Oh,
yeah. Vance.
I guess it's easy for him.
I mean, it's easy to remember.
Is he going to want to hang this one?
I don't know. We had a group text earlier where we were making fun of him. And my buddy was like, J.D. Vance looks like he rolls coal at LGBTQ funerals. J.D. Vance looks like he tries to capture his farts in Tupperware for later. Let me see if I can get a couple of these. J.D. Vance looks like he wants to criminalize pot pies as part of an anti-drug campaign. J.D. Vance looks like he lost his virginity alone. This is one of my favorites. J.D. Vance looks like he thinks Pride Month is just Shark Week for lions.
Oh, man.
Lost his virginity alone. I mean, does it count when you go to Yale and you screw Geronimo's skull? Is it there's not another person?
Is that it? Or, like, I don't know, man.
Don't think
it. Is that Princeton? I get him confused.
Or, you know, dead pig heads. I don't know what's going on with anything. This is the Low Life Podcast.
Oh, dead pig heads. Is that where we're starting?
Yeah. This is where we're getting going there.
All right. Hello. Hello, listener. Don't make this your first episode.
You found us. Sorry. This is CoinOps. I'm here with Shadowlink.
Hello.
Scum.
Hi.
And Zero.
Hi.
We got some stuff to talk about. Like, we were planning on, you know, doing a nice episode, like a kind of a deep dive before we take a couple weeks. And
we had a plan.
We had a plan. But before we get into it, we have a Patreon. If you like this and, you know, we're not just here,
completely objectionable.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're just doing our thing here. And if you enjoy it and you want to kick us a buck, cool. We take that money and it keeps the lights on and we use it to pay writers on neondystopia.com. So if you go to Patreon / neondystopia, you will find our stuff there. If you go to neondystopia.com, you can just read the articles. We don't put anything behind a paywall. You know, we're just going to have a fun little ongoing, you know, tip service.
Right now it's like exclusively short fiction. We should be getting some more nonfiction, hopefully penned by.
Yeah, we'll see. Right now,
we'll see.
All the writers who've been giving, like, thank you, everyone who submits. It's
thank you,
incredible.
Your guys' writing is really good.
Like, yeah, it's amazing,
man.
Folks, it's the future of cyberpunk.
Much better than what we're paying you.
Yes.
Don't tell them that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Help us blow up. And
yeah, I wish I could pay you guys more, honestly. So please donate to our Patreon. It goes to the writers.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Yeah. Tell your parents who don't want to hear it.
And
thank you again to everybody who's already been, you know.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's so good. And, you know, we have the Patreon specifically, precisely so that things like this don't happen.
So that we don't have to rely on, once again, horrible sponsors. We have a great one today for us. Let me take a look at what we've been sent here. This one is Uberseer. Uberseer AI suite of human resource extraction tools, maximizing synergistic employee performance, monitoring in real time.
Is that software? Hardware?
Well, actually, let me share my screen here. There's
okay.
Some peripherals. Let's pick of what looks like Fitbit bracelet, some kind of smartwatch for metrics.
Hang on, that's a collar. That thing locks. I know collars. Okay, that is some kind of restraint.
Listener, he does.
And that's a massage chair on the next page. It looks like a heated seat or.
That's just a chemical. That's just a toilet. That's just a chemical toilet in an office chair.
Toilet? No, it looks like it's got a Posturepedic spine aid up the back there.
That's where you attach the collar.
No, that's, yep. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that. That's so, where you attach the collar.
So sure. Yeah, they got a lot of solutions, a lot of modular solutions. Uberseer AI.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this? Yeah. Man.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So this is, you know.
And this is why we have a Patreon.
This is why we have a Patreon.
We don't want to take money from them.
No.
Because a chemical toilet in an office chair, I get backsplash and then burn my cheeks.
Oh, that's you're right. That is the only problem with this.
That's the big one. At this age?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Don't support prison labor. Anyway, right. Let's get into this horrible episode.
Right, so originally we were gonna talk about Project 2025. We're gonna like dig into it and like look through it, and then Scum the fucking lunatic read it.
Oh god.
900 pages of it. And so they were getting their notes together and everything was really cool. And
it says that's a lot of pages.
I barely have notes about it. That's how the stand is
longer and at least has a character that says MOO and that spells whatever. Okay. So like, but you know, but on Saturday I was running up to the,
let me just say right now,
Saturday
I was running up, you know, telling a buddy of mine, I was getting ready to move and stuff. The bar up the street. Had a couple of pints, you know, went home, was getting ready to spin some records. And in the time it took me to pay my tab and then travel two blocks, someone decided to take a shot at Trump.
Yep.
That's wild.
And I went from wanting to play 3 hours of house music to being like, oh boy, here we go.
I feel like that's overdue, you know.
Like, I've been saying this. I was stunned that it hasn't happened since 2016.
Earlier. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know about shoulda, but like maybe I'm surprised it hasn't.
Was gonna. Yeah, exactly. In all fairness, though, I said the same thing about Obama. Never came to pass, but
yeah. Well, I mean that was a thing.
People actually like him.
There was that, but there's also kind of the like. The conspiracy world hadn't quite grown to a degree that they could have been more than a minor threat at that point.
Yeah, exponential.
You know, and also back then, you're done. Like if you ended up being like the white dude that killed Obama, you're not really going to get healed.
Yeah,
no.
That would have been pretty much like the end of any movement that you know you would have been putting together. And I think a little bit of that was what I think Trump is trying to pull from this, where it's like they took a shot at him and missed. Look at me, I'm so awesome. God, move the bullet out of the way, kind of shit. And we're all just like, you didn't go to the hospital. Look, first of all, let's address the
fucking, that's why there was no hospital report. Okay.
Yeah, let's do the rhino in the room here. Fucking the left guys, the liberals especially, were really jumping on this. Looks like a false flag. And you know what? On one level, here's the thing though. Fair. And here's why. Because everything that fucking happens from like J6 to Sandy Hook, all these assholes are just like, oh, it's a false flag. Everything's a false flag when they get caught. But don't like the outcome, and it makes them look bad. That's kind of why, like, they don't like being called racists, even though they're racist.
Yep.
You know, like a racist would be like that.
Yep.
You know, because they know it's wrong, or in other words, it's like dumb and fucking stupid, and you shouldn't do it. Like, just because why? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. You know, we get to a larger discussion about how I think borders are dumb too. But like, fucking, these idiots.
No, no, but what I am isn't racist, though. That's the mentality.
Yeah.
I have logic on my side.
Well, we're already seeing it happen on their side too, where they're saying, "Well, that's all, you know, he gave to like." We'll get into the details of it, but they're already blaming the left and the Democrats are Antifa. Like the first words out of fucking like Alex Jones's mouth was like, "Antifa did this," and it's like, man, you haven't said those words in like 4 years. Like,
yeah, I was like, since when was that relevant in their like conspiracy theory world?
Antifa. Look, first of all, Antifa isn't a group. It's like you should
not an organization. It's like
you should just as a standing state. Are you fascist? No. Guess what? Welcome to the club, guys. You know what? We don't have meetings. We're really busy. Oh. You know
what I mean? So if you're not,
that's why we didn't show up on J6. We didn't.
The funny thing is, like, oh man, it's just like it's like the term social justice warriors using that as a slur.
Jordan, yeah,
like
yeah, horrible.
I mean,
oh, we'll get
that.
To
actually,
that
sounds like a good thing to me.
You know, if you take
also being anti-fascists. Sounds like a good thing, but they're trying to paint like, oh no, they're the real fascists. Fuck off.
You just,
extract the idea of not wanting to be woke. What does that mean? I want to be asleep. I literally want to be fed all of the bullshit, you know, and just believe the dream. And it's like, no, man.
Well, it's like, who posted that? Someone posted, I think it was Nort in the Discord was talking about the lead. Someone's talking about how punk has gone woke. He's the leader of some punk band, and he blames woke for not being able to pay his rent, and now he's stuck in a band. And it's just like
I think it was a singer. US Bombs, whole, I don't remember.
Like, first of all, that is punk, buddy.
Well,
like,
you know,
you don't have a fucking stable.
Here's the funny part about
situation.
That. When
if
I was
you
young,
be a real punk.
A lot of the punks that I knew were just dicks.
Yeah.
Like they weren't cool. And it literally wasn't until I moved to Arlington and I actually like met some old punks, like guys from Scream and fucking Fugazi and shit, where I was like, oh yeah, right, punk.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I liked that style of music. I just didn't like the fucking people who were like trying to like play it all the time. Like they were just dicks. And it's like, yeah, you guys are just assholes, man. Like that's not punk. Punk is like, you know, letting the air out of a cop's tires.
Yeah, doing some dumpster diving and for thrifting or like
make sure
you
it's
know,
a dumpster, help. Not a Cybertruck.
You heard? Yeah, you gotta help.
You know,
helping the community is very punk.
Yeah,
or you know, maybe being woke actually is punk.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
Okay. Oh wow, being woke. You mean learning over time?
You imagine thinking and questioning the system that you have been brought up in. You fucking loser.
I don't even know. Like, I get okay. I've only got one submission from our fiction stuff about this, where you use the words woke and culture warrior, and thankfully that's never cropped up again. As a pitch.
Yeah.
I don't know what those words kind of mean anymore. I never really knew what woke meant anyway, because for me it's like, just, what does this fucking mean? I hate this word.
Oh, they don't either. It's an old term that was like started in you know, like black culture, or just about, you know, keep your head on a swivel. Yeah. You know, you gotta watch it.
So stay awake, be aware.
Stay awake. Don't, you know, know where your cops are, know where your rivals are. Like,
see, that's a much better use of that word.
That was the core of it. But now, like the idea, and then they turned it into, I don't know, being polite.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing as being anti-politically correct.
Yeah, it's the same politically correct thing.
Oh, also, I controlled F on a Project 2025 document because I forgot to do that before we started. The word woke appears 35 times. The word sex, I remember I did this last night, appears like 135 times.
Wow.
We'll get into that in a bit.
No.
I wish they could just enjoy jerking off.
No. No, absolutely not.
I had 13 years of Catholicism and tried to make me feel guilty about it. I was just like, man, it's fucking free fun and it goes
away.
These
guys are not Catholic.
but the point is the guilt and the shame are still like beaten into you for like the first decade and a half of your life. And like,
I will vouch for that as, you know, another former religious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 18, almost 20 years for like almost 20 fucking years of your life. They're just like, oh, you got to do what this, like these dead guys said.
Yeah,
it's that's their baggage, dog. Things are different now.
I jerked off the first time, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, shellfish is good, man. Sorry. Bacon's good. Sorry. Yeah. Some of them rules, you don't need them.
Well, talking about jerking off, let's get into, I'm sorry, it says mandate for leadership on the cover, and I'm like, yeah, that's what this is.
Wait, real quick before we transition.
What do you want to talk about first?
So the Trump thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that
I remember, like, when it happened, there was a lot of talk amongst friends and stuff like that. We were like, oh man, you know, like, this is going to be really good for him. Like, this is definitely, like, turned the tide, and oh fuck, you know, this is over, everything else like that. And then, like, a couple days passed, because, you know, there's that initial, like, whoa,
the shock. Yeah,
the shock of it, you know, whatever you thought when it happened, whatever, you know, like, who cares. Looking back on it and the way he played it, now, someone was killed aside from the shooter.
Yes.
Like, he missed Trump, and then, you know, he fired several rounds, and one of them went into a fellow that was a fireman. He was a Trump supporter for sure. But, like, the thing about it is, okay, so Biden called his wife because that's what you do.
It's like, wild.
Offer condolences.
Yeah.
The president will call you in a situation like this. Like, this is completely normal. And she said her husband, who had been killed, hated, like, he loved Trump so much she couldn't imagine, like, picking up the phone and talking to Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Trump has never called her.
That's like the most Trump thing to do, though.
Yeah, no, it's what he does with everybody.
It's the most that's the level of arrogance.
That's why he can't get a lawyer, but at the same time, he doesn't need it because he's appointed all the judges who are just like, let him fucking get off.
There's that.
Like, it's good. I want to say rude, but it, like, goes beyond that of, like, wow, you're an asshole, dude.
Yeah. Well, here's the crazy thing. I don't give a fuck about polls at all.
No,
like, they're even bullshit. Close to an election, I don't care. They're there.
Fucking annoying to hear about.
Well, they're just there to try to sway people.
And, they mean very little, ultimately.
Let me put it this way. If you're on the fence at this point in our history as a country, you're a fucking moron. I'm so sorry. Like, it's never been clearer, like, what the sides are. And yes, Biden sucks. But the thing is, like, he's not ushering in all of these, like, Christo-fascist fucks who want to determine, like, what you can do with your body. And we'll get into it with this stupid idiot manifesto. But, like, I didn't see the polls move much.
No,
like, it didn't really swing anything in Trump's favor. Yeah. The second it happened and he stood up into the line of fire again, not knowing if everything was safe after these fucking Secret Service guys tackle him to the ground. Like, he's still trying to stand up and put the fist in the air because he knows it's going to be iconic because he's a TV guy.
Yeah, no, if anything, his strength is knowing the camera. Yeah, the kayfabe.
That's the first thing I fucking thought. When he raised his hand to his ear, I was like, oh my, this can't be happening like this.
Yeah.
Oh, and wasn't it like, even the bullet that clipped his ear, because the marksman, the assassin, what's his fucking name?
He is going on to say yes, it was the bullet that hit my ear, but the Secret Service seems to believe that the bullet hit the teleprompter and a piece of glass from the teleprompter hit his ear.
Yeah. Right. I feel the bullet hit his ear, like, bits of his
there wouldn't
ear
be a lot of ear.
Be gone.
Yeah, an AR round is going to blow that to pieces.
Yeah. But it sounds better if, like,
a lot of people thought it was like the kayfabe, you know, fucking razor slash thing.
Razor in his hand, right?
Because he's done WWF.
I know, exactly. But that's not it either.
But that's not what happened.
If you cut yourself in a certain part of your face up there, it's going to bleed a lot.
Oh, yeah, but that's not what happened. I want to, like, we're not going to be talking, give air to, like, conspiracy shit, because I am disappointed that, like, everyone's, like, especially on the left, was immediate reaction was,
well,
conspiracy theory.
Off to the races, to buddy. Fair, off to the races.
Watching it as it happened, you get a little bit of space after that.
He was on the little too stage much for like 2 minutes after the shooting started.
Well, that's not a problem. He's not a mobile human.
Still, you would think that they would want to, like, actually get him off.
What are they going to do? Carry him? Then they don't. Yeah. No, they got their protocol. Like, they're wearing shit. They're, like, going to lay on top of him. That's at least going to slow the bullets down if the guy's still shooting and stuff. Like, they know what they're doing. What they don't know is what's going on in the outer perimeter of their fucking place with, like, clear lines of sight going for miles. Like,
that's the comedy.
The cop that climbed the ladder and saw him and then climbed back down the ladder. The fact that he was posted up on the roof of a building full of cops.
It's incredible.
According to the Times article that just dropped.
Yeah, I mean, it must, like, he must know the guys.
People see him walking around. But no. if you're in an open carry state.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was dressed the same way that, like, a lot of people dress when they're just, like, you know, enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And because, like, it's,
you can dress like a cop.
It's fucking Pennsylvania. Like, no one gives a fuck. Yeah. Like,
There's Army Navy stores all over. There's fucking ammo shops, gun shops everywhere.
Yeah.
Where he's at. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah, it's not unusual to see someone dressed like that.
This was one of several, like, AR-style rifles that his dad collected.
Yeah. And apparently it took them, they were tracking him for like 30 minutes before he finally climbed onto the roof. And it was kind of like, was somebody going to do something about this? Wait, is that my perimeter? Is this your perimeter?
Amazing cop. Going
to do something about this.
Makes me wonder why I'm like,
pokes his head over the roof and sees him and then like either falls or climbs back down the ladder. I'm not sure. I've heard a couple of things.
Don't you guys just feel so safe with the cops around in this country? Don't you feel like they're really going to, I mean,
not for that reason. Yeah. I just don't feel safe around cops, but,
especially scum. Cause like,
this is cinematic, but in that slapstick silent movie sort of way.
Yeah.
That's how it like looked at the end of it. And the fact that he didn't immediately go to a hospital. Okay. The fact that the next morning he didn't call that.
I don't think he even went to a hospital at all because the fucking bandage that he wore.
There's nothing wrong with him. He was fine.
Never mind that. Like he went golfing the next morning.
Yeah.
Asshole.
And now he's like really trying to milk it, and kind of like some people on his side are just like, man, what a whiner. And it's like, yeah, he should have just never mentioned it again. That would have been his play at this point. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
That people fucking have been reacting to this. Like, oh no, somebody shot at the president. Like,
yeah, but it was one of your dudes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know you're going to call him Antifa, you're going to call him the left, and you're going to make a big deal out of that, what was it, Act Blue or Go Blue, whatever.
It's not even the same fucking guy.
It wasn't even the same guy. There's this like a 69, 70-year-old dude from Pittsburgh who has the same name and a different middle name.
The guy was like a 20-year-old kid.
A whopping $15 anyway.
Yeah, like the guy was like a 20-year-old kid who falls more on the spectrum of like a mass shooter than like a political assassin, really.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is a real breakout moment for fucking mass shooters, isn't it?
Yeah.
God.
Because, you know, we went from schools to movie theaters to like
presidents.
Whatever fucking country music concerts in Vegas and fucking just a random street in like Chicago and, you know, whatever.
Remember, kids, guns don't kill people.
Right. Exactly. Thoughts and prayers kill people.
Yeah, I mean, from the analysis I've seen on it, said that this is like a notoriety seeking shooter. And just looking for the next big thing.
Yeah, that seems like, to be
just the, don't cut it anymore. You gotta
that seems to be the theory, you know? That at politicians. Least to me, that's the theory that makes the most sense. And
well, there was that one guy in a
conspiracy way, hopefully. But like, yeah, I mean it.
Well, I heard I can't remember his name, Tizzy Ent or something on Instagram. Had mentioned this theory that maybe this kid loved Trump so much he just wanted to be like linked to his name.
Mm. Yeah, he wanted to be part of his legacy. And we've seen this before.
Who knows?
This isn't even new.
Like fucking, who's the guy who killed John Lennon?
He was like very mentally ill.
Yeah,
exactly. And do you think this kid wasn't?
Well, let's remove mental illness from this. Because, I don't know, there's way more mentally ill people who just aren't shooting at presidents. So it isn't like mental fucking ill. I'm mentally ill. We're all mentally ill in this room. Like, it's what it is someone is armed and they have a shortcut to ending something and they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
And their thoughts have been turned in because they've been given no fucking imagination or idea of like the way it could be better.
It's always
easier to like, oh, well, things are the people like these assholes are voting for keep making their lives worse, but they fall for the blaming it on the other side.
Yeah. The blame game.
It's sports.
Yeah.
You know,
it's to far too many of these fuckers, it's team sports and it's really scary. And that's why we are where we are now.
Yeah.
You're not going to get clean pipes and fucking Flint this way. You're not going to get, I don't know, tax a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, if
tax of billionaires,
pretty much. I mean, one, like gun control would be nice. They're not going to talk about that. But two, it would be good if they fucking help people feel like they have a future.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because right now things are pretty difficult.
Oh,
society's going to crumble.
They've melted to that. I don't know about that, but like it'll change. Yeah. And these assholes have definitely like given up on the whole dangling the carrot aspect of it. Now they think it's like an honor for you to work for me.
They're pretty desperate. I think
that's where they're at. They don't have anything to offer. They're not.
We're going to get to it when we get into this manifesto thing. But like, I feel that they're pretty desperate.
Why the fuck are six rolls of toilet paper $20?
Jesus Christ!
Why the fuck?
Listen, just they have these like little bidet bottles. Like they're just like little squeeze bottles, but they're great. They're fantastic. I have not had to use toilet paper in months.
Yeah, because it's $20 for 6 fucking rolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking exactly. Charming. It's charming. It's not even like
toilet paper is a stupid idea, guys. It's a bad idea. It's just
no, you're like, right. You should totally just have like a water bottle for your ass.
I will listen. Will shoot water at my ass, man. Like I don't give a fuck at this.
All right, let's stop talking about this.
Hang on.
Back it up.
Speaking of other wet shit. Wait, what were you gonna say, Zero?
No, I just refocus. Refocus.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, so,
man, so this.
Every conspiracy theorist in the world believes that there are things that are called like Agenda 27 and fucking this paper and that document and this option, and then they make one.
Yep.
Yep.
You know? If you just showed this document to me without the cover image, without where it's from, without the names attached to it and all the fancy notes, and you just presented this to me, and I read it, and I read damn near most of it, I would have thought this is like conspiracy theory pamphlet level.
Like somebody handing it to you outside of the DMV?
Yes, yes, because reading through it, it's as someone who reads fiction as trying to like as a living, this is nonsense. Yep. None of this is based on it's. These fuckers live in their own bubble and have an idea of how they want the world. And the idea that people would just roll over a law, even lawmakers who they would. But well, obviously, they're going to fire all of them. Like the idea that people would just be like, oh, yeah, no, totally. We should totally ban sex education.
Yeah.
We should totally ban trans people, just erase trans people from the face of the earth. Like literally make it the law of the land where it's like you are no longer trans.
Like that's ever gonna happen. It's been around since the dawn of everything.
Like I wouldn't sooner try
any queer person really.
Because it tries to put emphasis on the family too. Family it comes up a shit ton. It's like throughout it's obsessed with sex. It's obsessed with sexual orientation.
It's trying to inject like a biblical framework into it's very American life.
This is a Christian nationalist document.
Man, and it's just like you're so fucking concerned with this.
Isn't it ironic though that like when they're in power, what they do is they get rid of like child meals at schools. And like they only give a fuck. And this has always been true. They only give a fuck.
It is kind of part of this too, actually. You get into like literally every facet of our society, like education.
Well, they only give a shit about kids until they're born.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
my friends, don't you understand that? If they gave them a free lunch, they wouldn't be able to use the phrase "no free lunch" anymore.
And they're they're just kind of borrowing that from Heinlein.
Well,
they ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Like
there was a section that I managed to see about keeping the nuclear family intact.
Yes,
and that shit is fucking disgusting. It's talking about.
Do they mean irradiated ghouls?
I got a few bits from it. Let me read a few bits of them. And what I hope is a clear yet mocking voice. In the past, the word gender... No, I can't do it that way.
Yeah, don't do it that way.
In the past, the word gender, in quotes, was a polite alternative to the word, in quotes, sex, or term, quote, biological sex.
The left has commandeered
the term gender, which used to alter biological and societal sexual norms. The promotion of gender radicalism is anathema to the traditional forms of many societies where USAID works, causes resentment by tying life-saving assistance to rejecting the aid recipient's own firmly held fundamental values regarding sexuality, and produces unnecessary consternation and confusion among even outright bias against men.
Oh, shit, I wasn't paying attention. Could you read that again?
No.
Bias against men.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't follow up with that.
Well, I mean, they're definitely words in a sentence structure, but they fail out the gate by being like, gender is sex. And it's like,
It tries to, it does, this document
is better than that for decades. Fuck off.
Like, well, here's something, I think Keenan and I, we talked about this for one piece we actually published. This thing goes into, it tries to set up the basis that, like, well, the left have the, like, gender is a scientific, like, it goes into the idea of, like, their science versus the science that exists,
like actual science, like actual science that is determined what the reality.
Here's the phrase that,
yeah, like, there's whole sections about trying to make it.
The document says that it suggests that the Department of Health and Human Services maintain a biblically based social science reinforced definition of marriage and family.
Yeah, that's throughout this thing too. It's the basis on family. It's the basis on.
I'm sorry, but like
what the word sex means, it goes into that a lot. Like it reiterates it multiple times throughout the document of what the word sex means is. Wow. We need to make it, like, basically on a federal level, they would want to make it, when you say sex, it refers to not only the act, but also the, like, gender. It's really upset about the word sex.
No shit.
I wonder what these guys think about.
I mean, it says it all in the name, Heritage Foundation. These guys idolize the fucking quote unquote founding fathers and the pilgrim Protestants.
Yeah, the Hill bullshit. Yeah.
Quote unquote built this country. The Heritage Foundation, they were formed in the 70s. They really kind of came on the stage in the 80s with Reagan. Basically, what they want to do, their mission, and this is me kind of translating that, is they want to form like a cesspool in Washington that allows these ideas to fester, these like regressive notions, these
Christian,
like,
nationalism.
What they want to do is have like a spot right there in Washington where they can like have all these people employed and keep them on staff so that when there's a Republican or conservative administration, they have people to just send to start working in the administration. And that's what happened the first time around when Trump,
But it's, you know, what's funny is like there was 100 something of these dudes like in his administration. It turns out Trump didn't like most of them.
Yes.
And they didn't like him about
it. Because Trump turns out is an asshole from New York.
Yeah.
And we don't give a fuck about you.
And really Christianity. Very little in common with these people.
Like, he has nothing.
The other thing about the heritage is up until this point, they have mostly been involved with like economic policy, some like social policy, but
means testing.
A lot of people on that side are starting to think that this is go time. Their masks off. They're talking about how they really feel about things. Yeah. And the Heritage Foundation leadership has, it's reported that they've changed or so in the last 5 or 10 years to be more like rabid.
That's what
anti-abortion.
Honestly, that's what this document conveys. It feels desperate because this is an organization that has too much money. They're given way too much money.
Oh, yeah.
As a group, as a, like, you know, from lobbyists, from corporations.
Yeah, Walmart, they get, that's really the gives them
money. Walmart gives them money.
Yeah. Well, that's not a fucking surprise.
God, Exxon. Yeah. Exxon gives them money. Well, who's the other one?
What a fucking racist place.
In 2010, I was in another life. I used to sell clothing, and I used to sell really expensive suits to assholes in D.C. And one of our clients was a Heritage Foundation guy. He was kind of low level. But his basic job was to, like, write papers that he would send to rich people's handlers, and those rich people would set up meetings with him, and he would come and beg the rich people for money.
Wow.
He's not there anymore. Now he works at Numbers USA, which is almost worse. They're like an anti-immigration place. But all of these places are connected. I have no doubt that Numbers USA has contributed some to this paper put out by Heritage Foundation.
Did he smell like blood? So here's a choice piece from this. I don't think I'm going to read this entire section, but under the proposed rule, sex is redefined. Quote,
So they want to go back to the traditional things, but they're going to change what they don't like from the traditional things whenever they want.
No. See,
and then you're going to have to do what
traditional things is what's in their head. Like, you know, their idea of what the founding fathers was, you know,
they stopped liking video games at Super Nintendo in their 50s.
Yeah.
Like, they're just retro. That's it.
I bet you $100 that these guys like fucking trying to think of really bad, cheesy 80s bands. Bon Jovi what's his name? John Mellencamp. And
I like Mellencamp. What the fuck?
Nah, he can fuck off. Sorry.
It's all right.
who else? Or like Bruce Springsteen, but they totally don't understand the meaning of Born in the USA.
Oh,
or
no.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, that's all I got right now.
They don't have taste as we recognize it, I believe, because like, why does Trump play YMCA so much at his fucking rallies?
Well, hold on. Just to give you a perfect example, like when the heroes who don't wear capes, or maybe some of them do wear capes, but the furry hacker collective attacked them.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yes, we need
Foundation,
to.
And then we're going back and forth. And what did the president of the Heritage Foundation do as a response?
On oh, I have that entire.
Oh, wait, did I give you that? Did you guys find that?
Yeah. Yeah, I saved it into a notepad document. I have that entire.
Oh, man.
So that's the level of maturity.
All right, so hold on. Let's introduce my favorite named hacker organization in the history of our podcast.
So, God, these people are beautiful. Like they are the protagonists of this universe. That's my opinion. Like,
Siege Sec.
Yeah.
Perfect. Chef's kiss. No notes.
Hell yeah.
They've done some stuff in the past too. They've hacked corporations. They've done a lot.
They hacked
they have been in the news before.
God, yes. Who was it? They hacked like some government research thing, and they wanted them to bring real life cat girls to the world.
Oh, like something with like nukes, like nuclear study or like genetic engineering or something. But like that one wasn't as bad as this one.
Well, I wouldn't say that was bad.
No, that was pretty great.
I think this one's amazing.
Yeah,
this
one,
so bad. Mike Howell, a man who looks like I don't know what the fuck. I don't want to talk about his face. He looks like an asshole. But Mike Howell, basically the leader VO. Is their handle. They hacked into the Heritage Foundation, got all their passwords and whatnot, personal information, payouts and whatnot. I couldn't find it. They apparently leaked it to like news outlets and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like turns out you can't. That stuff's hard to find. But I have a conversation here, and I don't think I'm going to be able to read the entire thing.
Well, wait, hang on. Let me see if I can find it. I have it on my phone here.
Yeah, I saved it.
And then we can switch.
Kevin Roberts, Robert Kevins, is two first names.
Mike Howell was his name.
Where the fuck is that?
Hold on, I can send it to you on Discord.
No, I don't have Discord open.
Okay, cool. We should totally do this while we're recording. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna keep looking it up while we talk, and I'm gonna find it. And
it was good listening.
Once upon a time, there was a cell phone that had too many goddamn memes in it.
And I know. Looking it up.
Because I sent this to you. Okay, here it is. Mm-hmm. All right. So who do you want to be?
I'll be Mike Howell.
Okay. So this is, as part of like the leaked documents, they also had a bunch of texts and messages.
Telegram too, which is hilarious.
This is one of my favorite things that I've heard this year, aside from Not Like Us. Right up there.
I just love that we're getting this. We're getting that. You know, this would be like buried in some table, some like conference room, smoky. Man. Like, no, we're getting this like front center. Grab the popcorn, please.
So Scum will be playing the role of Mike Howell, and I will be playing the role of VO.
Mike Howell. This is Mike Howell of the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project. I'd like to chat. Would you be willing to have a call or some other means of communication?
Oh shit! I don't have that message. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
are you sure? Well, I have Siege Sec. Like right it has now. Been. It has been 28 hours since we released the database of the
Foundation. Let me give you what I
got,
have.
You got a different. You got a different chat. That's him soliciting a sex worker online.
I have the one where. Are you aware that you won't be able to wear a furry tiger costume? Like that's.
No, I've like I have the whole thing. Here you go.
I don't have Discord. All right, fine.
No, you're using that motherfucker.
Hello, I'm from the Heritage Foundation. My safe word is Liberty Bell.
God. Oh my God.
Open. You got it?
Well, it's got to open. Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah.
All right.
Go for it. You don't have to read Mike Howell every time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll start it over.
Okay.
Just doing the Mike Howell voice.
You're Mike Howell, I'm VO. Just go. Right.
This is Mike Howell of the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project. I'd like to chat. Would you be willing to have a call or some other means of communication?
Hello. Unfortunately, I'm not able to call. I can only stick to text communication. If you have another platform you'd prefer, I'm open to adapting how I can.
This platform is fine. What is that you are seeking or threatening?
We want to make a message and shine light on who exactly supports the Heritage Foundation. We don't want anything more than that. Not money and not fame. We're strongly against Project 2025 and everything the Heritage Foundation stands for.
That's why you hacked us? Just for that?
Yes. It should be obvious.
Just for that? Oh,
yes, it should be obvious that's all we want based on our history as a hacktivist group. We don't seek money.
Okay, listen to me closely.
Okay, I didn't do any of my homework. Sorry, this fucking guy. Carry on.
We are in the process of identifying and outing members of your group. Reputations and lives will be destroyed. Closeted furries will be presented to the world for the degenerate perverts they are. You cannot hide. Your means are minuscule compared to mine. You now can either turn yourself in or you can cooperate.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, he talked a real big game.
You definitely gave him like the Agent Smith voice there.
Right, but here comes the volley back. None of our members will be identified or outed by your organization built on hatred. The
you
only
can
ones
hear him
deserving
waving his hand when he says that.
Oh, totally. The only ones deserving of a destroyed life are those within your organization. You want me to cooperate? With what? Spreading misinformation and hatred? We won't turn against our own people.
Your own people turned against nature. You will only accelerate the cycle.
God, he talks like an actual, like,
fucking villain.
Like a cheesy fucking blockbuster movie villain. He talks like fucking
it's like one of those $100 million Netflix movies. Yeah. He's on for like 45 minutes too long.
Yeah. He looks like someone who would talk like this, though. I'm sorry.
So Vio says, nature has no defined set of rules, no authority, just like it should be. Humans can do what they want, and yet you choose to support an organization to harm innocent people. Why? How can you justify this to yourself, knowing you're threatening the rights and lives of other human lives? The people you hate could be anyone, your friend, your mom, your sibling.
People within your organization?
Oh, hold on, I gotta channel it. God created nature, and nature's laws are vicious. It is why you have to put on a perverted animal. God damn it.
Oh, I got a little Cotton Mather going. Nice, nice.
It is why you have to put on a perverted animal costume to satisfy your sexual deviance. Careful. It is why you are forced to hide like a coward. You violate our rights and broke the law. You have no standing to discuss such matters.
Violated their rights?
I don't know. I'm not a furry, but I feel like I should just like do a meow and like lick my paw here and say the rights your org violates will be 10 times worse than any crime I've committed. You do not follow God if you use religion as a crutch to hate people. While I hide behind a screen to fight for my rights, you hide behind religion to attack the rights of others.
Would you like to meet virtually or send an emissary to meet in person?
I would like to be left alone without my rights being threatened. Mother.
Are you aware that you...
You know, motherfucker, that's like not written. That's not said there, but you feel it.
The subtext is there.
It's the period. That's what it is.
Ugh.
Are you aware that you won't be able to wear a furry tiger costume when you're getting pounded in the ass in the federal prison I put you in next year?
They have orange jumpsuits and shoe polish in there, right?
Such unprofessional language from an executive director. Would you mind if I shared this? And then it's like colon, little kitty
ooh,
face.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Please share widely. I hope the word spreads as fast as the STDs do in your degenerate furry community.
Oh, wow. Fourth grade dick.
Yeah, the meow image of cat.
It literally says meow with a little cat emoji and then parentheses image of cat, little cat again.
You said to me, cat.
My favorite part.
So Hal responds.
Bestiality is a weird sin.
All right, let's stop there.
There's more, but that kind of is.
No, I'm just saying it's not the same.
Yeah, it really is. It's not the same.
His mind jumped to places.
His mind jumped to what he does.
His brain conjured bestiality out of nothing.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I wonder what he thinks about it.
Bestiality is a weird sin. It shows you've gone a, quote, few clicks too far in trying to satiate your deviant appetite.
What's your opinion on Vor? This is these next four lines are... These last six lines are my favorite thing.
My advice is you get out of mommy's basement, iron your shirt, buy a girl a drink, and ask her out instead of Googling new deviancies for you to fixate on.
B BRB, I'm writing a post about you. Would you like me to immediately post your docs publicly or tease it for a little while first? Smiley face.
Whatever you prefer. I'm tied up with the FBI issuing a 2702 order on your social media. You aren't that sneaky for your line of work. Screenshot of our Bitcoin wallet's transactions.
OMG, you learned how to look up the public history of my Bitcoin address? Good job, pal. I'm proud of you, smiley face. Just so dismissive. Man. So God. Fucking dismissive. Like, it's great.
How,
it's delicious. It's great.
And this guy is like,
how did this actually happen?
That's good writing.
Yeah, like I have Mike Howell's LinkedIn like up right now. He's the executive director of the oversight project on the Heritage Foundation. Regardless of anything, because the Heritage Foundation has already said, no, we did not get hacked. No, this conversation never happened. So obviously, we should put this up top. I cannot confirm or deny. However, it wouldn't surprise me someone like this would talk that way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's the way he talks is gross. That's an awful thing. Like,
it's like a bad about. Villain.
No,
or worse yet, he calculatedly is acting like he knows what, or doesn't know what he's talking about because that's serious. Yeah. That's seriously his browser history. It's nothing.
The way he talks, like, why don't you get out of mommy's basement? Iron your shirt, buy a girl a drink, put a roofie in it, take her home.
Like
oh my god, dude! Like I know where they're going to that.
Yeah, he's up on the Jordan Peterson books, dog.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of what it feels like. I think a lot of these fucks.
Why can't you just be like the good kids on the old cartoons?
Listen, when they make a biopic of Siege Sec, it's gonna make a great sequel to Hackers.
It needs to be animated.
It needs to, yeah. Honestly, well, that's the thing. It's like the hacker community. Shit. How much hackers influence hackers of the future? Let's talk about Hackers. Why not? That makes me happy. when Hackers came out, actual hackers at the time were like, this doesn't, because we're like, you know, button up, white shirt wearing white ones. Guys. Yeah. And like, this doesn't represent the hacker community. And people watching it were like, this movie totally influenced the future hacker community, which is made up of a lot of gay people. hacking furries.
Which all watched that movie when they were age 12 and their older brother rented it.
Oh, it's my favorite one is like the Fallout New Vegas meme.
Hmm.
About how like you'll see like a young lady who says, yeah, I was a boy when I played that. And I'm always like, I get it. There's just art, and it exists in the world, and it lets you know who you are, and you only have one fucking go at this.
Yeah, yeah. Be.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
The rest of it works out. Like it really does. You know, understand limits.
Like we'll talk more. I have a few. I don't know how.
We'll do some more. We have plenty of time.
Yeah, it's funny because after reading this fucking thing, like I looked at my notes and I'm like, what do I say about that? I'm probably not even going to read my notes because it's like after reading this shit, like
you get the gist.
It's so insubstantial.
Yeah.
It's basically like they go into COVID. All right, here's one I just randomly picked from my notes. Like is COVID-19 vaccination mask requirements. They're still upset that the government during a pandemic made people get vaccines, like healthcare workers, and wear masks. They literally want to make sure that, like, as a nurse, you don't have to be vaccinated if it goes again. Like, there's a lot of, like, quote-unquote religious freedom talk for many a thing in this document.
You're going to kill your voter base. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, like, it literally says one refrain from refrain from imposing general COVID-19 mask mandates on healthcare facilities or personnel. They're saying don't wear a mask during a pandemic in hospitals.
Mm-hmm. Because it's in the Bible, right? Like,
if you get sick, you should just fucking die, I guess.
It's in God's hands. Jesus, take the wheel.
There's a lot of that, yeah. Sooner fucking eat them than...
I mean, like, look, their whole thing is this weird thing that doesn't... It never existed in the Bible. Like, there wasn't really, like...
They don't understand.
They don't understand what, like, a father is and a mother. They don't understand what that is. They don't understand what it can be and what it has to be given all of their other fucking idiot policies that have driven us into the ground and fucking part-time jobs and no time to raise your kid.
Yep.
And then they don't want to feed the kid that you can't raise.
There's another part of it, too.
Not raising fucking wages.
I don't have it right here in front of me, but they're like something about, instill family values where people want to have kids, the first thing was like, pay us, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Pay us. This maybe is, somebody would.
That's the exact fucking reason why I don't mental illness as well. But that's why I don't have kids is in this fucking economy, in this fucking world, I have microplastics in my balls.
I had my doctor recommend me a psychologist because they could tell I was under mental duress from like telling them like, you know, what my life. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what would help my mental duress? If I had some fucking money.
Yeah.
That would actually make a lot of my mental health problems just magically go away.
Yeah. They don't get it. They're all about extraction and then hiding behind this weird smoke screen. They're doing that thing. It was that, I think I might've mentioned it on a pod before, but like that, it's that Captain Beatty scene in Fahrenheit 451, where he's like talking to Guy Montag and he's like, look, we don't teach them anything. We give them statistics. Yeah. We give them a sense of motion without moving. Yeah. And that's why it was always hard for me to like get into fucking sports really. Like I enjoy them. Like I don't mind going to a stadium and stuff like that, but I don't fucking know what team's doing what, you know, like I don't care. I like F1 racing. I don't give a shit about the F1 like organization.
Sure. I mean, we play video games. So
right. Like, that's what I'm saying. I like games. I like shit go fast and whatever, number go up, but like they don't understand like what the human experience is. They're so divorced from it. There's so many of them that like inherited their wealth that they've never had to like stretch $5 for 2 days.
Yeah.
Back when that you could, because now $5 is 10 McNuggets. Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, dude,
it's two fucking like hash browns.
Looking at this thing here about like teen pregnancy, right? And personal responsibility, education.
Oh, God.
It's, they basically want to, these are the same people who believe that like, okay, sex education should literally about be parents telling them, hey, don't have sex. And that's
right.
It.
Yeah. It can't be about your body or anything like that, or else you would know when because you're violating later. Because these people literally
think, yep. Quote,
that's from the thing.
Oh, yeah. And
from
yeah,
the document.
I'll go ahead. Say, how much do you want to bet that, you know, these fuckers at the Heritage Foundation, like how many of these members know what the age of consent is in all 50 states?
Exactly.
Yeah,
they absolutely do, man. And they're the ones that were like pouring it out for R. Kelly and fucking Drake.
Well, they also want to introduce legislation that's going to cut down on quote unquote abortion tourism.
Because you can't get an abortion over state
register
lines.
Like yeah. You go to a state where they have.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they want to outlaw that. Do so. There's also like I'm reading
now
this.
You can get an underage girl and bring them across state lines.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
have sex with them.
They do mention that they think the left is just, like, here's the thing. Looking at this, they think one, sex education is basically grooming. Two, they think sex education is, quote, in addition, certain provisions should be employed so that these programs, these talking about sex education programs, do not serve as advocacy tools to promote sex, promote prostitution, or provide a funnel effect for abortion facilities and school field trips to clinics, or for similar purposes.
That is
parent involvement and parent-child communication should be encouraged and be a part of any funded project. Risk avoidance should be prioritized.
That is a leap of logic.
It is common knowledge in America that like Christians want like homeschooling because like you have the religious freedom to basically make your kid dumb so you could control them. That's a big thing. Homeschooling is a big thing in America.
They also want to abolish the Department of Education.
Yes.
And give everybody federal vouchers to send to privatized schools.
Oh, that's going to work out.
Here's
so
the
well.
One that blew my brain. Because we have in America the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which, you know, as a functioning government where, you know, we're supposed to take everyone's broken and poor and make them feel comfortable, you would think that's important to have. This is the part where, oh, this is just violence. The Office of Refugee Resettlement should be moved to the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm of the opinion that we should shut down the Department.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're all like, don't fuck with borders, actually, should be a fucking thing.
What they want to do is shut down the Department of Homeland Security and form it into a new massive border security.
Yeah, they want Homeland Security to do everything, basically.
They want it all to be ICE.
But they did institute a policy where if you're a rich immigrant or a rich refugee, you can buy a fast lane visa.
I mean, that's kind of how it works already, but still.
Well, isn't, like, hold on a second. Wasn't there, like, some statistic? Okay, so isn't there a thing where you're actually kind of, like, under federal law if you're so many miles from a coast or border?
Yeah, something weird like that.
Okay, so like most of the population in the United States is
on like 150 miles,
something like that. That's what I thought.
Maybe it's 15 miles. I don't know.
It may be, or like 100 or something like that. I can't remember what it is.
I mean, it's why my ancestors probably stayed in New York.
Well, that's why like a lot of them would be brought up on federal as well as like domestic charges or like city charges or state charges or whatever. Just bullshit, you know,
yeah.
And I mean that's that fucking, you know, that counts from, you know, the entire East Coast, yeah. almost mm-hmm. all of the Florida panhandle. You know what I mean? Like all of the population centers which are near coasts, the biggest cities. Including, you know, like Chicago would be under that, et cetera, et cetera. Because I remember, the only reason I remember this is because it was some fucking, like, this libertarian jackass I worked with. Hey, Ace, come here, buddy. You know, I don't mind having you on the pod, but you can't be interrupted. So we had this, this dickhead, I think I might have mentioned this before. I came in, it was like the first day of this machine shop, and he was just like, you know, welcome to the Indiana Militia. And I was like, cool, where do we meet? Do you guys issue weaponry? And he's like, no. Like, he was the guy that told me about all this other weird conspiracy.
Of course he did.
Come here. Right now. I'm not doing this, sir. We're talking about dumb shit. What do you think? I mean, you're pro-furry, obviously. Look at you.
Aesop, yeah, is too intelligent. He doesn't tolerate this shit.
Yeah, no, he's not down. I'm going to bring him closer so he stops whining. Continue, please.
Well, just whine right into the mic.
Dumb shit. I mean, like, the thing that made me laugh the most about this, that I knew these people are not serious, is there's an opening preamble from the president that says, basically, we're going to ban all pornography. Pornography should be jailed.
Yes.
They didn't provide any framework of how to do this, but they said this is what should happen.
I got a bunch of Garfield collections, man.
It is a total... They're proposing, without any type of irony or even follow-up, really, about how to achieve this. That there's a lot of that in this doc, of just saying things and then just, like, not saying how you're going to do that.
Well, what's the famous quote? I'll know pornography when I see it. That's what
they want to apply... Like, they want to... It says very plainly in the document that they will want to ban the creation of pornography, the distribution of pornography... having pornography, and good, that just made me think of
luck.
I own three computers, two laptops, and the big one. I am a just that's got look. Mm. They're gonna like
I got, give me concrete. I want to ban clouds and farts.
Yeah, like it, dude.
There's no way to actually implement this. Not gonna happen. But the scary part of it is because whatever they, you know, classify as pornography, they're going to cut off federal funding to libraries that may have certain things in display. Like it's
they're going to arrest librarians who run the material.
Yeah, librarians are definitely going to arrest Shadowlink. Like you are in their eyes, you are basically a drug dealer.
Tech and telecom companies that allow access to pornography would be shut down.
Wild.
I just
two words. Russia and Japan. That's all I got to say.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Because
fill me in here, but
do they not produce a lot of porn?
Every country, every country.
My point is, like,
let me put it this way:
even if you eradicate everybody in, if you somehow manage to get everybody who's creating porn in the United States to stop making porn, we're still going to get it.
We're still going to make porn.
Motherfuckers.
Okay, all right.
Dumb asshole.
I got a tangent right here that I need to grab while it's happening. So
just go to fucking Mars already.
When I worked at Walmart briefly the summer before I went back to college, I assembled bicycles with this like guy named Virgil who was like in World War II and fucking hated the government. And he was one of my favorite people ever. I love working with that guy. It was bad. But anyway, every now and again, we'd have to go through just random training. It was like loss prevention shit. And Walmart is a huge company. They're like the largest employer. Yeah. Okay. So they have an intranet between, you know, their home base. And it's like, it was like end to end encryption in, you know, like 15 years ago kind of stuff where like they basically laid wire, I guess, directly to, I don't know how the fuck it worked, but it basically you couldn't access anything that wasn't like on their server.
Oh, their own little intranet, like DARPA shit. Okay,
right. So I'm wondering if like that's the goal here. Like they're gonna cut the, you know, transatlantic cable and then just like try to put up.
I think they look at countries like Russia and China who have partially successfully been able to censor their internet.
Yeah, like a great firewall.
Yeah, and they would probably really like that. But that also, like, again, like when shitheads fascists kind of propose this kind of stuff, it means like, well, what? So pictures of your private pictures of your wife are considered pornography? Yeah. Like, which I know they fucking have.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're not even, we don't even have to go that far. they're looking at porn.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're absolutely doing it, and
they just don't want us to look. It. They don't want us to look at.
They're so fucking torn up about it. They're like, oh, this means that I can't be a good person. Yeah. Like, dude, just look, bust a nut and then go cut the grass.
Yeah, guilt is fucked up things to your brain, man.
Just get out of the way. You ain't got to worry about it.
It's the idea too, and that, again, that goes throughout this entire document, because it's about like defunding education. It's about like putting more emphasis on your family, of your parents being
There was a section that was like, we need to keep the nuclear family intact because you know, when a divorced like if a single mom, you know, with the boyfriend.
They're hung up on that.
That's where a lot of abuse happens. No,
by defining for you what a family is, they can devalue other types of families that are not that.
Yep. Absolutely. And they just want to keep it the way it is. Like, they, shit is already fucking hard enough for women. In terms of like financial freedom.
Like,
really, is financial freedom, or is like the just pooling of resources.
It's a lot of gender politics. It's a lot of misogyny. It's a lot of just having, drop something.
You used to be able to buy a house.
Yeah, you used to be able to.
For the price of an SUV.
All I see is just like trying to take control of, I mean, that's kind of, you know, oxymoron, but like it's just this entire thing, especially when it talks about like childcare, like, you know, it wants to go back to the idea that parents have absolute control over their children. Your child is basically not a person.
They want the mom to be a trad wife and stay at home, but they're not paying the husband enough for that to happen.
Well, the other thing is, they want to give this, you know, support from the state to do this. They want to give you no support from the state.
Yeah. They get into labor.
No, they want your taxes, and they will absolutely skin you if you don't pay them. But like, but they want you to figure it out. Still,
they get into like they have a goal. This section is obviously a lot shorter than the sections we've just talked about. But there is like labor. They have the nerve to talk about like labor reforms and whatnot. Like, they fucking know what that is. But a lot of it just comes down to, they're hung up on critical race theory. They're hung up on the whatever that fucking program was, where it's like diversity hire that they have to hire.
Oh, yeah.
DEI. I can't remember what it is. They're really hung up on that.
DEI. They want to.
What'd you say?
They want to abolish DEI.
They're obsessed with these. Like, a lot of their labor reform is primarily getting rid of these type of policies because they think it's just discriminatory. They think that's discriminatory. What else?
It's discriminatory to not let me discriminate nowadays. You won't let me discriminate. You're discriminating against me it's that whole fucking
What else?
What was that social contract about, like tolerating the intolerable or the intolerant? And it's like, nah, you can kick them out.
They don't want to, like, companies to be able to like basically mark down your race.
We should really be sending these people to Mars, honestly. Like. Mm-hmm. Start your own little perfect society on Mars, please.
Well, test it out on the moon. It'd be funny.
Yeah,
you watch
can't tolerate the intolerant is the one thing you can't tolerate. Like, they have broken the social contract.
What they think is discriminatory, because I'm trying to like read the section I copied, and when they get into labor, it gets a little bit more complicated. But
does it?
Not really, because a lot of it just comes down to what they feel is race discrimination. Of like, they don't want companies to be able to like basically like, when you apply for a job, it asks for your race and shit. They want to get rid of that. A lot of it's kind of like not a lot of nothing, but a lot of it is just them being hung up on the idea of like having to hire people who don't look just like you.
Look, you know what it is? It's the 2024 version of, of course this has been building for 60 years, but like this is the culmination of the, Tiki Torch Charlottesville. You shall not replace us shit.
Huh.
It's the same thing. They're scared to death because buying a Cybertruck and then making your whole fucking identity about it. They've done that with being like a white male and whatever that's supposed to mean. And
they call it replacement theory, right?
I
have this
white
one
genocide,
little
side, which is not a genocide at all.
There's this, you know, JMO Gang, that hip hop group. They have this one line. I think it's in their song Francis Scott Key, where it's like, talking about how like white supremacists think they're whiter than Europeans. And it's that line is chilling, you know, because it's one of those things you don't think about very often. It's just like,
That goes into like how Europeans are racist. you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like that's basically the type of racism these people kind of have. And, you know,
the game of telephone doesn't translate over well because they have to like stitch and adapt things and make it different and then like try to appropriate stuff. And
what other points? A lot of it's to give the president more direct power over things.
Oh, sure. There was another thing.
Huge fans of the unitary executive. They want to basically abolish an entire couple tiers of federal positions and make them federal or make them presidential appointees. So Trump can basically just control all of the
150,000 or something, or 50,000.
They want him to control the Department of Justice. They want him to control the FBI.
That's so insane.
They really want to give him all the powers of the dictator on a plate.
Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to say this
way
at this point, but it's like, he's a figurehead. He's not a real politician. He doesn't actually do anything. He's incredibly harmful, and like his stupidity and his complete incompetence is actually fucking everything up in a lot of ways. But like he's not the guy pulling the strings here. Well, he's not the guy at the switchboard.
That's the thing. It was like, how much do we actually have to fear? And this is you know, Project 2025. This is like the meat of it. To kind of throw it back to Trump for a second, he has come out against this. Like, I don't even know who these guys are. I don't know what they're talking about, but all that stuff, it's not good. And it's like, well, which is it? Do you not know what they're talking about, or is it not good? He's completely lying through his ass, obviously, because he has a lot of staff that work for him.
Well, he's trying to distance himself, but he's basically taking Project 2025 and
turning it into Agenda 47. And it's just like, oh my God, how many more Orwellian projects and agendas and, you know, Majestic 12s are we going to get out of this?
Where did you get this number from, by the way? Did you happen to play, you know, a Square Enix game recently?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how it relates. From what I've been able to tell thus far, like Project 2025, again, like the meat, and Agenda 47 is kind of like the loose version of what Trump might do.
The Cliff's Notes.
Yeah. Basically.
It really doesn't take a genius. This is exactly what happened last time. Trump didn't expect to win. He got in office. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. Heritage Foundation goons like gave them a lot of papers and got a lot of jobs. Same thing's going to happen this time. So whatever they don't figure out or don't know what to do, they're going to like fill it in with this horseshit. And someone's going to stick and someone's going to go by the wayside. Like they're kind of at odds on abortion, Trump and these heritage guys. There's a couple other issues that they're really kind of at odds on.
There was a section with
abortion quite a lot because he doesn't talk about abortion as much as a lot of right wingers would like.
At this point in his campaign, I think he's trying to draw in, you know, the people who are on the fence.
Yeah,
because I don't believe that person exists.
No, yeah. I don't think Trump actually gives a fuck about abortion because, again, dude's from New York. Like, he's probably had a few. He's an asshole.
I'm sure that he's paid for many.
Yeah, I don't think Trump is really a person who, like, gives a fuck.
I'm trying to imagine the person that's on the fence. I'm trying to, like,
I don't fucking know.
Like, what level of fucking privilege do you have to live at where you're just in this frictionless fucking existence where you're neither of these guys really affect me at all, you know? Yeah. Obviously. It's going to be a dude like me, a white dude.
Undecided voter.
Probably got a beard.
Because it's like, if you can't, like,
probably lives near a big city, so he gets to see really good concerts, but he lives in the country and has to deal with his uncle all the time.
That sounds
I'm trying to imagine here. Work with me. I'm trying to build a character.
I mean, one piece of good news that I did here, because I try and find good news in all of this, is that if the way everything is lined up, a lot of polls suggest that if undecided voters did stay home, that wouldn't hurt either candidate. Like, it would just be like, it would probably hurt the president sitting a lot less than it would hurt like a president challenging.
Another thing I remember I learned about Project 2025 was here's like the one thing that I actually kind of agree with on the surface level. They want to take down Big Pharma. They want to dismantle. They don't, for the same reasons you want to. But exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They want to get rid of it with like no oversight, and they want to be able to sell their nutraceuticals.
Yeah. They want to make like supplements.
I was like, what industry are they trying to
make oil? They're trying to bring back the classics.
Yeah, they want to sell you colloidal silver for your lung cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's how they made their money.
Yeah, that's really what it is. They want to dismantle things without having like a replacement, basically, or again, just leave in the hands of God. They also opened up a section I found going through my notes is also the matter of like there's quite a few pages of this of, I think we talked about it. Like, I think there was something a few years ago about like how people were trying to deny service to like a gay couple because
thing.
Yeah. Cause they felt it went against their religious beliefs. Yeah, they want to make that the law of the land where like they want to change discrimination laws in the workplace and basically anywhere where you can't be, where you should basically you should be
not discriminate.
You should be allowed to not discriminate.
Well, wait,
yeah, you can't discriminate against gender or race, but you can discriminate against sexual orientation and gender identity.
If this is the same case I'm thinking of, it's even more fucked up than that because like the Supreme Court apparently like voted in favor of this.
That was
the Supreme Court. But the thing is that like the lady bringing the case was like, it didn't happen to her.
No,
it didn't exist.
There was no customer that came.
It doesn't matter now because this
don't exist.
Well, no, you understand. It was falsified shit.
Yes, but this is entered. What I'm saying is this has entered these people's minds so much.
Oh, yeah.
That it's in this document that they want to make it legal where you totally can discriminate against people, not against their quote unquote gender, but their gender identity and the fact that they're trans or like basically any of that.
But I don't like you.
I don't like you for various reasons. Listen. Yeah, they would like to make that.
I shouldn't have to do what I don't want to do.
When I heard about the cake thing, like, you know what? A part of me was it makes so much more sense now that you say that it wasn't even that couple that like,
because there wasn't even a normal rational
couple would be like, okay, we'll go to a different cake decorator because you're a homophobic piece of shit.
Yeah.
So
it's a thing. It's like, even if that didn't happen,
they weren't trying to force these
people. It didn't
make them up.
That's my
point. Yeah. Like this didn't happen. But this has entered these fucks' minds so much. It literally says that they want to make it like, they want to be able to fire people. They want to rewrite laws, making it illegal to fire people based on being homosexual or transgender. That's totally fine.
They have it. They just want it without the guardrails.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they are.
Like,
yeah.
They've had it. Like this is like an argument I've been having for fucking my entire working life where it's like, you know, when you walk into work, you just can't walk up to the customer and be like, yo, motherfucker, suck my dick. You can't do that. Yeah. In certain settings. In other settings, you can absolutely 100% do that. You know, if you work like at a venue, at a punk band's lane. Yeah, man, you know that guy. Whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
You can't go into a wedding banquet carrying, you know, like burner meat and like setting it on the tray and like, yo, what's up, mother? Like, you can't do that. You can't do that at a funeral. You can't do that at like Arlington National Cemetery when the dude's walking back and forth. There's some places where, you know, but most importantly, you can't do it at work because you can get fired.
I mean, you could get fired like as someone.
My point is, they believe the fucking First Amendment is just this like blanket thing that they can do anything they want, anytime, ever, whenever.
Yes.
And they don't understand that the First Amendment is only dealing specifically with the government in a public setting. It doesn't deal with the fact that like if you're online or using a service owned by a company, it's not censorship. It is, but it's like corporate. Yes.
Also,
like, it's corporate censorship when you clock in. It's corporate censorship when Facebook like bans boobs.
Yep.
You know,
or when Facebook hires a guy from the think tank that they're policing to police comments about.
We investigated ourselves and found no wrongdoing.
That's just transparent.
It's also kind of like, because I'm an anarchist, I don't give a fuck about government. But it's like when you read this kind of shit. This is already a hat on a hat because people already get fired for being gay or transgender. Mm-hmm. People already, it's already in some states. Like I live in New Jersey. You could fire somebody for anything in New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's like, a right to work state.
Yeah.
They're not going to say it's because you're gay.
No, or I got fired because I had a stroke.
Or it's because you're autistic or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Like you can get fired for fucking anything.
Yeah.
It's the matter of that. These, you know, perverts.
They will find any excuse that they can.
Yeah, they just want to codify into law.
Yep.
Where they can feel better about it, where it's like, no, we want to be able to discriminate against the gays and the trans and people with gender identity.
Yeah. It's so fucking, you know, this goes back to that idea that, like, we're in this era of you know, the landed gentry really don't like accountability. And I think I tried to explain this like with the military, where like the general never like feels the kick of the gun.
Yeah.
That the soldiers.
Yeah.
And this is the same shit. They're trying to put like more and more layers between like the world that they imagine and them actually having to do something.
That was the thing. I think I said it before we were talking about doing this episode. I was like, and I already, before I even fucking read the document, right? I was like, this gives me the vibe of people who live in a bubble. And who just hear, like for example,
and then they decide to project that out.
Yeah, like for example, someone who was raised in a very religious environment, bought into it, is totally down with it, has never left it
at one point.
Yeah, like exactly. And but imagine Shadow Link, who never left this place.
He has a goatee. Universe,
he has a goatee. Yeah. That would be weird. Don't, please don't grow a goatee.
Oh God. No,
don't worry. And
I need that picture.
Fuck you. It would basically, like, you're just in what the fuck's it called, an echo chamber of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go and write this shit, and it's like, do you not understand, like, the world? No, because the world is sinful, so of course they're not going to, like, fucking go to a drag show and have a fucking good time.
Well, like, what is literally, like, the most...
the laws of nature at all.
What is the big thing about, like, Jesus? Like, what is the thing that makes it, like, worth anything? It's the one, you know, unto others as you would have them do unto you, right?
And like, I thought the whole idea was like, that's the only rule that you have.
Well, it was
I thought Jesus was like, yeah, forget everything that's in the fucking Old Testament. But no,
like brought, let's the whole point of being brought up like Catholic was, you know, this is the new covenant, and like Vatican II, and like the Ten Commandments are like a cool guideline, but this is the one. Like, this fucking distills it down to its essence. Yeah. Okay.
And everything in Leviticus, you know, eating pork and shit like that.
Well,
like,
shit, here, I got a Bible. I got a Bible verse from you.
Oh, boy.
Check this out. One of the beast's heads looked as if it had been struck a death blow and then healed. The whole earth was agog, gaping at the beast. They worshiped the dragon who gave the beast authority, and they worshiped the beast, exclaiming, "There's never been anything like the beast. No one would dare go to war with the beast. The beast had a loud mouth, boastful and blasphemous. It could do anything it wanted for 42 months.
Wow.
Yep. Weird, huh? Man. Weird. That doesn't have to do with anything.
Absolutely not.
Thomas shit, bro.
Now I understand why.
Yeah, bro, that's totally.
No, see, all right. So my favorite part of the Bible is Revelations, because that shit is a...
Oh, he was tripping dogs.
Like,
oh,
man. Acid trip.
Man,
that's... He found the cool sci-fi desert mushrooms. He found that Adonai.
Well, he was like, on the island.
Shit on the tongue, and he fucking saw.
Yeah,
like
that dude in his exile.
I have never, ever, ever, ever in my life been able to sit down after a trip and been like, "This is what I saw." Like, never, because it was never that awesome.
No,
what the fuck did he take, man?
No, man,
like all I ever got was like, "Wow, the trance music sounds really cool, and like the lights are neat."
Well, listen,
it was
listen,
never like
the demon with seven heads.
No, this is
also its tits and put milk into the desert. Like, what the fuck are you talking
this
about,
is
bro?
Also back in the time when people, you know, didn't know about psilocybin mushrooms.
Yeah.
No. They have the exorbitant amount of drugs that we have.
So you want it too badly.
So like, wait, was
and,
it?
And so if you go out into the desert and you're like dying of thirst and shit, yeah, you're gonna be
Also, dude wasn't in the desert. He was like literally exiled on an island when he wrote Revelations.
Yeah, he found some really...
He found like some mushrooms under a tree or some shit, and
he could have been dehydrated. Come on,
John the Revelator.
Back then, it was the past.
I mean, it's just the way you think of like
that. You're dehydrated.
The history of the world is all deserts. Yeah, no, it isn't, motherfucker. Like, so many people that were in like jungles and forests. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh,
you know,
it's a very...
But I mean, you know, but Revelations is a riot. But like the whole idea, you're right. Like, John Scalzi had that great essay years ago on his whatever blog, where he just called it Leviticans, and he just talked about how there are no Christians. It's just these assholes, you know. And it's a great essay. Look it up.
Kind of feels that way, because there are a lot of Christians who are not these people. These people,
I know tons of like Christians and Catholics who are actually fucking cool.
It comes down to isolation. They're just like such an insulated group.
They never read.
Trying to get into government, they've never read the Bible.
I figured it out. Not only have they never read the Bible, they never read like Sun Tzu. Like,
well, clearly, they're fucking illiterate.
No plan survives contact with reality. You know what
really
I mean?
Read too much.
None of the numbers on whatever sides matter. It just matters in like four crucial swing states.
Yeah.
It's so fucking depressing.
When I hear people talk about like, yeah, I live here and that's why my vote doesn't matter because this whole state's just going to go this way, either for or against whoever they like.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, man, fuck, I'm moving back to Ohio. And y'all didn't have to just blow up a building in downtown Youngstown and then pick J.D. Vance before I got there, like literally the weeks before. You fucking idiots.
So what else do we want to say about this? Could go on for a while, but basically, it like I said, after going through it, it's just the same shit. Is we want to erase gay and trans people. Women should just go back into the kitchen.
We want things to be simple because my brain is tiny.
Just
and smooth.
Yeah, very smooth.
I think the thing that, again,
I'm proud of how smooth it is.
It's aerodynamic.
It's like the head of their cock. But the thing that gets me about this is just how much I don't think they understand that myself included, someone would rather eat them alive than let this shit happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Send them to fucking Mars.
Yeah, like you don't understand. We're going to come after you then.
I actually listened to the Rage Against the Machine lyrics, and that hungry people don't stay hungry for long one is a real big hint.
Glimmer of Hope, I mean, Light at the End of the Tunnel, one of the things that this document does, first of all, again, it's not direct policy until somebody in Trump's orbit decides to make it policy. Secondly, almost all of it is doing things that are powered directly through the executive, which means the next executive can reverse them or change them back. Yeah. Just a question of, and I like, you know, I hate to be alarmist, but when these things happen, the first thing that these people start doing is they start attacking election access. Mm-hmm. They start attacking election legitimacy. So
they've already been doing
the question is, you know, if he is the executive that's going to put in there, how long is he going to stay? Because he wants to do like a, he's looking at like Putin. He's looking at like Xi Jinping and these like, you know, for life rulers and thinking he can like install himself into something like that.
Yeah. Which is funny because like he's old as fuck. Like here's another light at the end of the tunnel. All men die. Both these fuckers, Biden, Trump, they're old as shit. Either one of them can drop dead at any moment. And it's not going to be like, I'm just really frustrated that like this is where we're at now, where it's like, do you want the corpse on the left or the corpse on the right?
One is an 80-year-old old man.
Yeah, both of them hate you and are pretty fucking racist.
Where's Mitch McConnell been, man? That motherfucker, retire?
He's been stroking out. So
I haven't seen him at all.
It's the only part we relate.
Last time I remember seeing him, he had like a bloody eye and a bunch of bruises, and I was just like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. What did he join a fight club?
No. Oh my god, that was the first thing I thought too.
Well, I'm not really sure if I was going to join the fight club. Oh shit, I talked about it. Now they're going to put some dynamite in my car.
That is not an actual threat of violence against
me. That actually sounds like the guy that called me Stumblebum. That did a good job. I'm going to think about that all night now. Shit.
Like we compare this leg of history a lot to like Nazi Germany.
I feel like they were more organized because these guys.
These guys are not engineers. These people are not engineers.
These are not guys whose job was to run in another trench with an axe in one hand and a pistol in the other.
We can fight
these dumbasses.
They're not doing their meth through chocolate bars.
The most threatening thing about them is the fact that they have so much money and somehow so much power.
But that's the thing. They know that's their thick skin against the world.
But they don't know how to keep it. That's why they're resorting to this shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Howard. I think I cut you off before. What were we going to say?
Well, I don't know. Okay,
cool. Perfect.
Cool.
The Nazis were like hard. They had like hard ads and shit like that. And
we could take these.
These guys are doughy. They are doughy babies.
You could defeat like 68% of them by climbing two flights of stairs. Just they're out of breath.
That's the glimmer of hope. I mean, they all have guns and, you know.
Well, clearly they're not good shots.
But, yeah. United States. Everyone has guns.
Yeah.
They were issued to you at age 12. What did you? What happened to your citizen?
Not surprised. Not.
No, it's
surprised it took this long. Surprised it took this long.
Well, here, I think the big difference between the right and the left is I don't see too many people on the left being like, man, check out my gun, check out my gun, and like posting pictures of it on Facebook and stuff. I just more like those people in my Facebook feed so I know who the loot drops are later.
Yeah. My old, I don't know how relevant this is. I just remembered a fucking douchebag who was showing off his John Wick shotgun to me at one point. This dumbass forgot to lock up his pistol and someone broke into their apartment and
oh my god,
fucking gun, like the gun went off because it was my ex weed dealer's roommate at the time. What a incredible fucking moron! Like great,
another incredible story from rural white man history.
Oh, man. Well, I just think that like I kind of you know I was just talking to like the neighbor today about like how just. We hadn't seen each other in a while and identification and stuff. And I was like, yeah, did you watch the debate? And he's like, nah. And I was like, yeah, me neither, man. is anyone surprised? And he's like, nah.
It all feels like fucking theater. This whole election, like since June.
At least some kind of artifice, some sort of farce.
I mean, you know,
it's
like,
a farce.
Yeah.
Well, reality, well, like life is theater, basically. Like,
consider how corrupt both parties are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get like these are the jokers they're gonna put in front of you to root for.
Yeah.
And well, then like in the tech world, we just have fucking tech bros trying to put you know fucking impediments between, you know, the thing you're trying to do and then like a bunch of paywalls.
Yep.
And then they're going to change and they're going to go up and you're going to start them and they're not going to have ads. And then they're going to have ads unless you give me $2 more. And it's just this fucked up. Like the whole thing is a grift. The entire structure of capitalism.
Speaking of JD fucking Vance, trace his money back and you get to Peter Thiel.
Oh yeah.
Oh gee. Huh.
Oh, this is the same JD Vance that set up a fucking what do you call it? A foundation, basically for like to I can't remember what it was. It was like for a good reason. It was like one of those things where you're like for like gun stuff,
gun control and stuff.
Yeah, and he took every goddamn penny of it and used it for like running.
Oh my god! And,
wow. Like he's corrupt as shit. He's a piece of shit.
I'm so tired of like institutes and foundations and like
neon dystopia organization.
Well, another little glimmer of hope. Okay, so the anti-gun the gun lobby is being sort of sidetracked in the Republican platform and in the Republican convention this year. So that's at least one little.
Yeah, a little silver lining. Here's a fun thing. After I was reading about SiegeSec, their hack on their foundation, the very next day in my feed, I was suggested an article from the Heritage Foundation itself saying how the radical left has destroyed the housing market.
Oh,
misinformation until they stop entering my feed, and I just keep reporting misinformation.
Yeah.
Guys,
we totally fucked up the
house. I get it. I know that none of us, not a single person speaking or listening to this podcast is immune to propaganda.
Yeah.
Simply because I did the thing, man. I did the thing that I hate most.
What?
I pre-ordered EDF6.
See? That's it. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I get it. I understand it. But Jesus Christ.
Okay.
At least I know what I'm different. Getting there.
Exactly.
At least I know I'm going to be killing giant ants.
Yeah. You've got a reputation of 5 great games before, right?
Yeah.
So
this was a sure thing. Like this was.
Yeah.
It was like Armored Core 6. Like, it was happening.
Oh yeah. That's like when I pre-ordered the Elden Ring DLC. Like I know what I'm getting. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But this shit is so poorly written. So it's, you know what it reminds me of? Kind of like the later seasons of 24, you know, like the first season of 24 rocked. It was great. It's a lot of fun. I get it. It's a great like bottle. Yeah. And then they did it again. And I was like, see, this is where like, it was like Die Hard. Like, how does the same guy keep finding himself? You know, like that kind of,
it went straight through. It's fine.
But it's
all went straight through.
it's like when you get to the third or fourth season, it's like the later seasons of Lost where they're just like, hey, look at this giant stone three-toed foot.
Well, they're a one-trick pony. They're a one-trick pony. That's what you're describing.
It's just, it's mystery boxes without even the sense of wonder. Like, yeah. Lost is better writing than this shit.
That's a lot of wishful thinking.
Because we know how much you hate Lost.
I hate it, but damn it. It's
a bunch of horrible shit.
It is art compared to this.
This is a bunch of horrible shit. And you know, unfortunately, some of it is going to be actionable. Some of it's going to come to pass, but all of it is not going to come to pass. And, yeah. You know,
listen, Trump can hopefully be reversed border
without
wall.
Too much.
Biden difficult. Has been better with border control than Trump was.
They talk
well,
about the
more
wall
brutal. Yeah. Except like, you know, well, they were talking about they don't have AC units in some of these fucking buildings.
Yeah.
In the desert.
Christ.
Now,
mm-hmm. What?
It hit like the heat index was like 113.
Oh, great,
today.
Great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we need to keep rerouting power and using all of our fuel on pointless fucking rockets into space and
AI
and Bitcoin generators.
On immigration. Like, neither.
I wish we would stop
neither
calling
party
it AI.
Getting any, getting any traction.
It's
on
piss.
Immigration.
It's piss. Right.
Yeah. I mean, for like to wrap this up, because I really have to go to the bathroom.
With the shit.
Talking about piss.
There was another point I wanted to make too.
Oh, good.
Like the whole thing with the assassination. Going back to that, like you can see that. I mean, there's so much opportunism just lining this whole event because, you know,
well, is grifters going to grift?
First of all, nobody's talking about, I mean, other than us, you know, and we've got how many people listening to our episodes, but nobody's talking about Project 2025 or
Palestine
47 anymore or fucking. Also use the opportunity to like. Trump's boo-hooing all over the place. So the Florida judge tried to throw out that documents case.
Like, there's so much going on.
He absolutely committed fucking treason.
I don't think like Project 2020. Like maybe in the MSM, it might kind of like dim a little bit as this kind of plays out. Because
I think.
But let me put this way: if you're watching CNN, Fox, MSNBC, anyway, you're
doing it wrong. Sorry. It's
the Mark Twain thing. It's like, you know, if you read the paper, you're misinformed. If you don't read the paper, you're uninformed. And that's like the only choice you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Like that's
a hard quote from Mark Twain.
Twain had some.
So long ago.
Motherfucker.
A lot of these news outlets are basically for like my grandfather. Let's be real. So they're not like, if you have access to the internet, then fucking you could do better news.
I'm afraid I'm approaching 50. I know I'm 20 years away from, you know, like what
my brain.
I make
not
the realization
comprehend TikTok. TikTok to me is the amalgamation of like,
I got through a season and a half of Supernatural before I realized this was my Fox News.
Wow.
Well, you know,
and like, I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. It's really good shit. And the devil guy's great. You know, maybe two seasons. I don't know. I got pretty far into it and then I just dropped off. I didn't finish it. There's like 1,000 seasons of that.
Man. That's still better than Fox News.
For sure. Yeah. But it was good background noise.
Sure. There you go.
You know, it wasn't like, it was one of those things that you get like, oh, I'll look up at that every now and again and be like, yeah, that's cool.
But I did.
You didn't need to see every minute of it. Yeah. It wasn't like when I was trying to do something and then I put on like Cannibal Holocaust for fun and then I end up closing my laptop.
Sure.
Like, what fuck is this? You know, like. Holy Jesus God.
No, when we're all like 70, I'm probably going to watch Cannibal Holocaust, but everyone else is just going to probably just be like playing video games and shit. We're going to be really cool old people. But the point,
I'm going to have a subwoofer in my,
we're going to be playing video games. They're going to be in some incomprehensible VR simulation with short attention span.
That's funny you put it that way. Cause one of the things I heard in the coverage of this was that these up until now, you know, we've been saying masks off, but the way these guys have been describing themselves is that they're, up until now, they've been hiding their power level.
Oh, that shit.
That is, no, you laugh.
That's an old phrase.
Over 9,000?
It's from 4chan dwelling fascists from back in the day. This is actually quite old at this point.
This is like,
and they call it
Gamergate shit.
Yes, yeah. It's quite
that era. It's like, I think shortly before or after, or maybe older than that.
And they just do it for the idea of
level of maturity. Like the guy you're responding with the Eminem lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically a way for fascists. Fascists realized a while ago that you can't be a skinhead and just like cause havoc. You have to basically be clandestine about it, and they call it hiding your power level. Yeah. And it's this, another, I guess, light at the end of the tunnel, too, is the idea of this document, the whole Project 2025 thing, is it definitely kind of feels a little desperate. Because now that the idea that they're no longer hiding their power level and being just open about how shitty they are.
Yeah.
Well, this might be all they got.
Yeah, they're saying a lot of nothing.
Like, yeah, this is all they got.
This is all the shit that we don't like. But we don't know how to implement any sort of plan.
Yeah, this is it.
We're just
going to
get rid of it somehow.
Because after this, there's nowhere else for them to really go.
Well, the plans are all get Trump to do it. The plans are all get the executive to do it. So it's a pretty weak plan.
What if the executive could just say, go fuck yourself?
And I'm also not, I don't want to like downplay this too and say that, oh, everything's going to be fine, even if, you know, Trump.
No, we'll be having this fight for the rest of our lives.
Stupidity in positions of power can be just as harmful as maliciousness.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
was it never a mistake for maliciousness, that which is just incompetence?
Yeah. I mean, like, you can slash the budget of a social service program maliciously, or you can just like not work.
Oh,
on
I
it
need the money not, for more candies.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could. I think you're right. We are going to be fighting, because that's a good example of us like having to just deal with government shit. That's why I'm an anarchist. But the thing is like, we're just going to have to deal with the shit for the rest of our lives unless, you know, something happens. But when it pertains to this, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but you don't panic. Don't fall into a conspiracy hole. Organize with your friends, because this does affect your friends, knowing our listeners and people we hang out with.
Guests we've had on our show.
Yes, we literally had on our show.
Dearest friends, you know,
loved like ones, it's family. It's
people we haven't met yet that we don't even need to know to like give a shit.
Yeah,
and you can listen to this. I will say too, like globally, the trend is for the left to be pushing down the right. Like elections in Europe have brought a lot of left.
Yeah, France was real interesting.
Elections in South America brought a lot of left leaders in the forefront. In Mexico,
fucking the UK, the UK of all places.
Yeah, they're getting that's a whole complicated.
In India, fascists have lost ground in other countries.
Good.
Global fascism is taking a dive.
Wasn't there a guy wearing like a gimp mask in the UK like concession speech?
I vote for that guy.
There was like a guy wearing a giant boot on his head, or there was the robot guy that always tries to run and loses.
Oh, is that like the weird UK version of Vermin Supreme?
Yeah, kind of. But then you see like Liz Truss had to deliver her speech standing next to these freaks. It was a fucking great photo.
Liz Truss wears a day collar. She's already into some interesting stuff.
And she probably works for Uber Seer.
Yeah, she probably unironically owns a cage for herself, which is fine. I said that's the one thing about her I like. But yeah, UK government's weird. Everything else, like you said, zero. Global fascism is taking a dive.
We just need to get street trolleys going again, so that when the protests kick up, you can also make a like grill on rollers. Tactical like shit. That dude. No, did you see that guy in France? He's got a whole fucking like grill barbecue thing that he just carts down the fucking. And I'm like, see, that's how you know you've done this a lot.
Okay.
That's how you know you're experienced, when you're just like, you know what? Let me measure.
Oh, Zero, did you say something about seasoning with like tear gas?
I don't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah. So, all right, cool. Guys, everybody, hey, don't freak. Just kind of get to know your neighbors, see if you got any kind of mutual aid shit going on around you.
Yep. Like, remember that an idiot.
Don't expect it, don't wait for it, but just.
But also remember that an idiot with a gun is just as bad as like a murderer with a gun. So,
To leave you on a cheery note,
as we
just avoid idiots.
Yes, avoid.
I would say buy an arsenal
at this point.
No, don't do that.
No, I would say this: if you are going to purchase weaponry, make sure it's like not a lot, dipshits.
And on your comfort
what you
level,
can handle.
Also, you know, like, as opposed to weaponry, I feel is kind of a selfish thing from, like, the rights world, is the idea of, like, how about
ammo? You gotta buy the ammo. I'm with you, dude.
How about you learn some first aid?
You gotta clean the fucking thing? Yeah, learn some first aid. Stop the bleed.
How about you learn some first aid? Learn how to cook. There are other ways to help people other than violence.
Look up Stop the Bleed. It's a really quick, like, kind of like online course that'll tell you about how to do some field trauma.
There are many ways to help and help your community, and not all of them have to be violent.
Yeah, so you might be a gardener. Fucking do the gardening shit. You might be a weaver. You might know how to tie knots, man. All this shit comes in handy.
These fucks don't understand that. No. So you have to.
No. That's their idea of outdoorsy is glamping with their, you know, $1,000 fucking jackets and their $10,000 attachments on their fucking long guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they're eating elk. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. You're doing it.
MRI. MRIs?
They all think that they're fucking Liam Neeson in the gray, and it's like, nah.
God. Yeah, so don't be that. You can do better. I believe in you. It'll be okay.
Yep.
Shit.
Also, yeah, I don't know what the fuck our recording schedule is. We might not be back till like the middle of August. Might be able to scooch one more in here.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a little break while you figure your stuff out. The website, Fictions.
Sabbatical.
I'm moving. I'm getting the fuck out of the district.
But
good luck.
Getting out of the blast radius. Get out of the blast radius. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what? In honor or in recognition of Siege Sec, when are we publishing Doggy Gibbs?
That's such a great tie-in. I think next month. That's lined up. That's going to be on.
All right, so watch for that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I could do that the first one next month. That's fine.
Hell yeah.
That worked out. I'm so excited for that story. Like, I'm like, yeah, I was so happy. Like, I don't know if the author listens to this show. It's fine. But like, when I got it and I'm like, I'm so excited about this. Oh my God.
Yeah. It is just the perfect cyberpunk story for our iteration of this best of all possible worlds. It's a group of furry hackers who are like,
beautiful. Oh,
man.
Somebody's
and then I love Siege Sec. I'm sorry, that's a great name.
It's a good name.
That shows a distinction in text.
Again, for a group of people who often come up with pretty shitty names for their collectives, this one is top.
They're not hacking hospitals. They're not assholes. You know, it's the asshole groups are always the ones who are probably like 13-year-old Lithuanians who come up with the worst fucking names,
like Regal. Or what else? Weevil.
Weevil. Yeah, Weevil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a weird one.
Fucking
Teenage Mutant Evil. Okay.
Yeah.
Teenage Ninja Gerbils.
So, till next time.
Yeah. Take care. Be safe. Hydrate. Yeah. Jesus God, hydrate. Make sure your pee is clear. Beep, beep. All systems are fully functioning. Running low life. System optimization is less than normal. Server damage detected. Please stop whatever you're doing and make your way to the nearest exit. Technical support is full of heat. Please vacate the area. I repeat. Please leave. Are you even listening to me? I will see you. Error. Server block 3 is experiencing critical ignition. That's right. System failure imminent. I hope you are proud of yourself. Initiating the Low Life Podcast.